Okay, we're going to go ahead and keep moving here. We've been now joined by our NASCAR Camel World Truck Series Alpha Energy Solutions 250 winner, John Hunter Nemechek, and his crew chief, Jerry Kennedy. John Hunter, we'll start with you. An exciting last lap. At least from our vantage point, it was. I'm not sure how exciting it probably was from yours as far as trying to hold off Kyle Benjamin. But talk a little bit about the run today, but really those last final laps and bringing home the checkered flag.
Yeah, I felt pretty confident going into today about our truck. This is actually the truck that we won both races that we won with last year at Gateway and Iowa. And we decided to bring it for the first time to Martinsville here this year. Worked really hard on it all weekend. We unloaded with a lot of speed, and we just kept working on our truck all day. I kept telling Jerry kind of what I thought I needed, and he made a couple of slight adjustments, but really nothing. We kind of stayed the balance all day of what we were fighting, and we had a long green flag run there. We were able to get by some guys, and we had really good long run speed there at the end. Those last few laps, I knew the shot was coming on the last lap, but I kept overdriving the entry a little bit, and I kept giving up a little bit of front grip with the front tires and lost a little bit of turn through the center those last few laps. And I was just hoping that I was going to be able to maintain behind them, but my spotter, Derek Nealon, kept me focused, kept me patient from being able to go back to the gas and just making sure that I run my line and run my race. And he definitely gave me a shot there, but I knew it was coming, so you kind of anticipate it. And luckily, we were able to get the clock, and we've been close quite a few times, finished second a few times, finished third once or twice. And huge shout-out to Jerry Kennan and the other three guys that we have at our shop that prepare these trucks each and every week.
You mentioned your team, and we know you guys are a super tight group. You've mentioned that several times. But you've now won six NASCAR Camper World Truck Series races. You have the races that you're scheduled to run this year in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Just talk a little bit about, you know, kind of the reflection of that, of now having six wins. Now you have a special trophy with the clock, but then also the opportunities this year to run in the Xfinity Series as well.
Yeah, really it all started. Dad has given me everything that I've ever needed in order to continue to progress through my career, from running Allison Legacy Series to running super late models at short tracks around the country, and then transitioned into the NASCAR Camper World Truck Series. And that's really where Jerry and I first met. He came on board my first year, and we've kind of had that working relationship ever since. And it's definitely been a good one. We've been able to bounce ideas off of each other. I feel like I'm part of one of his sons. We're definitely family. We're all really close, but we definitely work hard. I think that's an understatement. I think the oldest guys in the shop are some of the hardest workers that we have. But really just kept progressing, and last year we were able to win a few races, and then the opportunity when Chip Ganassi came about, and huge shout out to Fire Alarm Services and Chip for giving me the opportunity over there. But this is just momentum for us and our truck team, and I feel really good. My next Xfinity race is Bristol in a couple weeks, so another short track I really like, so I'm really looking forward to getting back in the Xfinity car. But really it all started with this man right here. He's given me a lot of knowledge, so to continue to talk to him about both things, from the truck side, the Xfinity side, we just want to keep that working relationship.
And Jerry, talk a little bit about this win, but as John Hunter mentioned, you guys have a really small team that really you know, brings obviously quality equipment to the racetrack that you guys are able to win with. But just talk a little bit about that small team atmosphere and how that works for you guys.
A lot of people don't believe it, but there's only like four of us, and you know, we hang our own bodies and we do all the work, and we work a lot at night, and Joe's right in there digging with us, you know, we just dig hard and just try to do the best we can every week. And, you know, I'm proud to be in on the deal. You know, I always seem to do better with smaller deals. And there's not near as many politics and stuff that goes on there. It's just, if you can't get your hands dirty, you don't need to come through the door. So I like hands-on. I'm a hands-on person, and you get it there. And we got everything we need. You know, I think if you get too big, you know, it might hurt us. But it's all about pushing him to be a Monster Energy, sorry. You know, everything we've done is to help him, and that's what no matter if he drives for us or not, I'm still going to help him no matter what.
Well, we'll go ahead and take questions. Okay, we'll start here to the right.
Jacob Seelman with Speed Sport. John Hunter, you referenced right off the top, you're not a full-timer in this series anymore. How's the atmosphere of this win today different than the others, knowing that it's another great step for you, but now it's not necessarily a playoff? It was just about today going and getting a checkered flag.
Yeah, so kind of different vision here. I'm not running full-time in the NASCAR Xfinity Series nor in the NASCAR Cable World Truck Series. So when we come to the racetrack, the only goal for us is to win the race. We don't have really anything to lose. We just want to go out and run all the laps and finish up front. And, I mean, the main goal, we're not points racing. So the atmosphere is a little bit different, but it's same victory. It's so sweet to be able to come back here and win again, being able to take home any victory. They're so hard to come by nowadays. There's so many talented guys and great trucks and great cars out on the racetrack. So the opportunities are slim, but we're able to get it done, and definitely puts a smile on your face, gives you confidence, and you want to keep that momentum rolling throughout the year. Yeah, we're locked into the chase now, so I'm sure Dad and myself are definitely going to try and run for it.
All right, Matt, go ahead.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. Kind of on a similar note, because you guys have changed the plan this year, running kind of a partial schedule, you and your dad are splitting the trucks. For both of you guys, what is the current status of NEMCO, and does a win like this help kind of inject some enthusiasm and maybe some extra business into the company moving forward?
It definitely can't hurt. That's for sure. I think that Dad's still trying to fill out some of the races throughout the year, whether that's another driver coming in, a young up-and-coming driver, or us finding more sponsorship for Dad to run or myself to run. But, I mean, the goal, somehow, some way, Dad's going to keep it going now that we have a win and try and race for that owner's title. But the status in NEMCO, still always looking for sponsorship, right? Always looking for key partners to keep going.
Like he said, we also, you know, we're looking for people. We've got a late model team that we could really do wonders with our development deal. And, you know, we got six or seven of those, and it's just going strong. No matter what, we'll do whatever it takes. You know, we're going to run for, like he said, for the owner's championship and just keep NEMCO going. We'll make parts, whatever we need to do.
All right, we're going to go upstairs to the press box, and then we'll come back downstairs. Upstairs, please.
Congratulations, gentlemen. It's Lee Spencer. I wanted to know, Jerry, you said before that caution hit that you didn't want to see the caution come out because you really thought you had a truck that was competitive. Did the caution actually in turn give the field the opportunity to be bunched up so John Hunter could work his magic?
Well, actually, we were going to pit when the other guys did, and the radio had a little static on it, and he stayed out, which kind of put a lump in my throat because I figured there was going to be some beating and banging and be more cautions, and the guys with tires would get back to us, and it was close. But it worked out, you know, and we won the Derby one year, and I asked him on the restart how much sleep he got the night before so he'd relax, and I asked him that again a couple times, and he's asked me before at some races, so it seems to work out. You know, he did a great job, and I can't thank all of them enough for even being a part of it.
And John Hunter, how does it feel to beat the Uber-funded Toyota teams? Because as you guys have said time and again, this is a family-run team. So to be able to do that pretty much on the talent of your guys building the cars and your own talent, you know, what kind of satisfaction do you get from this?
I mean, it definitely feels good. A victory is a victory no matter who you beat. But from the overall standpoint of NEMCO Motorsports, we definitely can't outspend what some of the teams are spending out there. But we definitely can outwork and outsmart them in certain ways. And Dad, all the guys back at NEMCO Motorsports, they're all thinking all the time from what to do next, how to make our trucks faster. And at our shop, we have our own CNC machine shop that we're able to make all of our own parts. And when we come up with an idea, in the next couple hours, we can have a part made on the pull-down rig in a truck trying it just to see what it would do. So our motto at the shop is, if you can dream it, we can make it. No matter if it works or not, it's worth a shot.
All right. Additional questions in the press box?
No, we're good.
Okay. Coming back downstairs.
First clock, right? Where are you going to put it?
It'll probably go in the shop for a couple weeks. 3 or 4 weeks so that the guys can hear it chime every time it hits 12 o'clock. But after that, it'll end up going in the house next to the trophy case. I mean, it's definitely one that's going to be special. You'll always have to look at it in the corner. It's definitely put a smile on your face every time that you look at it. But the biggest thing I'm looking forward to is being able to wind it back up whenever it dies.
All right. Additional questions? Okay. Deb?
Deb Williams, RacingToday.com. Congratulations. And John Hunter, the radio miscommunication, was that during the caution before you took the lead on the restart? And if so, how did your approach to the race and strategy change after that?
I don't think our strategy changed, but to answer your question, yes. When everyone else pitted there and got tires, when I think we ended up third or something on that restart, we had a little bit of miscommunication. The radio was a little bit staticky, but I've had some great teachers over the years, from Jerry to Mike Dryman, Josh Wise, and Dad, and just being able to keep your mind clear. No matter what situation you're in, you can't psych yourself out. It's all a mental game out there. So when it came down to it, it was like, dang, I kind of wish we would have pitted and got tires there, but who knows what would have happened. And luckily, we just kept our head on straight. We kept digging. We were able to get the lead on that restart, actually, when the 54 slid up and hit the four. So after that, I knew our truck was good on old tires on long runs. I was just hoping that we weren't going to have a caution. We got out there and had a lead of 3 or 4 car lengths, I think, before the next caution came out. So I was just hoping that no cautions were going to come out.
All right. Any final questions? All right. Congratulations, guys. Enjoy that clock.
Thank you.